in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Oh, we're going to have to break some of that up for
Yeah,
sure.
That'll be fun. That's his deal. He does it every time.
Yeah, I know. And, and if they have multiple, like, 3 days back-to-back-to-back, he'll go, hello, Tacoma! Yeah. Everybody get together! And then by the time he gets to the last night, hello, everybody get together real quick. Put your hands together. Welcome to that old dirt road kid.
Well, that's why too, he has to remind Justin where he's at.
That's exactly right. We've been there. We've seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it. Listen, had to remind you at some of Justin's concert to remind where you were at. Do not get up on that stage.
Someone said, Dead or Alive, fantastic guy. Spit out my Diet Coke laughing at it.
What did we do? Anytime we do anything humorous, please let us know.
I just think you were funny.
You know what? Here's the other thing, Baz. I don't repeat myself. I try not to repeat myself in my comedy.
Yeah.
Not only will you get me a trivia, you get a comedy show. You're not getting that anywhere else.
No.
They don't just hand out trivia host of the year awards to any willy-nilly.
No. Roger, someone says best listener contest winner. Gets a have to have a plate of hot wings and weak old popcorn with Baz in bed watching Wicked. That is a lot of fun. That is a great idea.
Can we do an AI picture of whatever you and I do, Christian? We already know that he's in bed eating, okay, with a Morning Mayhem hat on, shirtless. All right, so we can see the traps. What is it that you and I do? There's no telling.
You know, I'm looking to...
You're on a pogo stand.
By the way, I'm looking at Mina. We were sort of surprised. Christian and I were the same way. We thought Mina, in our minds, Christian, we're thinking Mina is...
I thought it was Southwest Arkansas.
I do, too. Yeah. I think of it as Texarkana, El Dorado.
I guess it technically is.
And it's really... It is due west, basically, of Little Rock. It's almost due... It's almost on the line. What we call the line, the geography line.
It is. It is.
Is it, so you go through Hot Springs.
Are you talking about the...
It's the same latitude.
What do you call it?
Latitude, longitude.
You know what?
That's what Mike Hager said us yesterday.
Mike Hager did not give us the address. Colonel Mike
Hager. He gave
Hager.
You longitude.
He gave us coordinates. He gave us coordinates.
I know.
You know what? Fortunately, just the
Google,
tap of the
Google
finger,
takes care of that.
The tap of the finger does that. He gave us the coordinates.
Y'all kept talking about the lodge, and I was like, when you're talking about training of the Arkansas State Police, I just kept, my mind kept going back to like barracks.
You know,
and all kinds of, like, I'm thinking of like
was.
Full Metal Jacket. Well,
what it used to be.
In
and
Camden.
Now they've got a very nice, a place where you stay, and then you walk across 50 feet and you're in this nice, like basically hunting lodge. But you're right, they have a dorm, but it's just a much better upgrade than what they had. But anyway, Roger, I'm looking at Oklahoma. Because Mina is not that far. Matter of fact, Roger, couldn't we see into Oklahoma from the top of Willamina?
I think you can.
You can see like a thousand miles away.
What was her name in Alaska? Sarah Posner.
Palin.
Sarah Palin. And you know
can see
you
Russia.
You can. You see an island. Right?
Yeah, the Diomede Islands.
Well, there it is.
Okay, so all right. So here's
Diomede.
The deal. I'm looking at the map, and I'm looking at Mina, where we'll be at lunch tomorrow at the Skyline Cafe. Thanks to Oaklawn for sponsoring our summer of adventure, our fourth 100-plus-year-old restaurant. So when I look over, I'm looking at the map now, Roger and Christian. I look over at Oklahoma, and I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different Native American nations that are identified on the map.
Okay.
So I want you to give me your best shot at the 5 Native American.
Cherokee?
Cherokee's one.
Osage?
Osage is 2.
Quapaw?
Quapaw, yeah, that's pretty good.
No, Quapaw's not on there. Now, these are the ones that are on the, that I can see, for at least the
on that side?
On the east side of the state.
About, you're not talking about statewide. Oh, you got the Caddo.
Caddo is not there. You said, which one? You said Osage and...
Osage,
the Washita's?
Cherokee.
Okay.
You got the Washita's.
She had Cherokee. Okay, so you've got... No. So you got 3 to go.
don't know.
Come on, man.
Cherokee people.
All the other Native Americans I'm thinking of are in different parts of the
So we're just throwing it out there. We're throwing it. Do you have the Fort Smiths?
All right, well, do you want me to give you a hint?
Give me a hint.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
You got the Constantines. Hey.
Yeah, two of them start with the letter C.
Ooh, got it.
Choctaw.
Choctaw is one.
And the Cortez.
You got a C and an M.
C and an M.
Come on.
The Monacans.
No.
Mohicans.
Mohicans.
No.
The other ones. It's the...
It's almost like a drink. It sort of sounds like a drink.
Yeah. Mezcal.
Come on, you're there.
Mezcal.
You're knocking on it. Come
mezcal.
On.
Mezcal.
Mesquite. Hold on. I got the Mexical. Oh, I know this. You are, because that's where they came from, for the Mexicans. It was the Mexicans. The Mexicans come from the...
M-U-S...
The Muskegee. Right?
Muskegee. I guess it's, I don't know how you pronounce
Muskegee.
It.
Spell it one more time.
Muskegee. Mesquite. I was going to say mesquite.
Yeah. I think mesquite.
And then y'all are leaving that one. I can't believe y'all are leaving that this one. It's in a Tim McGraw song.
Chippewa.
Close.
No.
Maybe that's what I think it is. It's not that one.
Because Chippewa's
like, it sounds like Chippewa. North. It sounds like Chippewa.
My baby was a Chippewa.
No, but say, don't change the letters in that. Where it's not Chippewa.
It's not Choctaw.
Outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw.
I said Cherokee,
my baby,
Choctaw.
She's a Chippewa.
See, I thought it was Chippewa. So think of Chippewa without the P's.
Chippewa.
Think of the C.
Chihuahua.
Is it what Craig O'Neill said?
No. Think of a C. Say it.
Kashipi. Yes.
No, say chick.
Chickapee.
Chickasaw.
She's a one of a kind. She's Cherokee.
My baby, she's a Chickasaw.
See, that's what I thought.
That's all Oklahoma.
It's Chickasaw, it's Choctaw,
nailed it.
Cherokee, Osage, and Muskegee.
So these are the five nations in Arkansas?
If you're on the top of Mena Mountain, which
Creek, Comanche.
If you look over, you see these nations according to the map. All of the state, not just Osage, Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw. Oh, just think of all those nations.
It's what Roger says in the opening, the Chickapawas. I don't know what Chickapawas is.
That's exactly right.
I love our listeners, and I will put our list. You know what? Instead of not just a producer, we need to have listener show competitions. I will put up our listeners against anybody else's.
Yes, it is. It is outstanding.
And with the political talk that Rick has been having lately, they're losing all
Rick
kinds
Schaefer,
of
yes. Yeah. All right, so let's do this. So Joe just texted.
I kid.
Joe just texted and said, hey, I can't do today. Can I just do tomorrow? Let's see if we can get Pat Bradley since we missed him on Monday.
So I wanted to let you guys know, Roger was talking to him earlier on the phone before the show, and I messaged him on Friday, May 29th, and asked if he was good to come on at 7:05. He responded today and said yes.
I texted him Monday night.
And he came on.
I texted him Monday, Roger. I think it was Monday morning at 6. I said, are you good for 9? No answer. And then last night at 12:45 a.m., he said yes. Mm-hmm. three days later.
And then at 4:45 a.m.
You talked to him.
I get a call from him. And then we had a great talk.
What are the odds he answers this phone?
I think pretty.
Well, Roger was talking to him this morning on Facebook Live, and he
looked like he needed to go to bed.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I don't know how those guys last night, Nick and Cody, they played till like 2:45 in the morning. I don't know how you do that.
Nick and Cody.
I don't know. The Troopers.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if we're supposed to say that.
Well, they did. They stayed playing.
Nick Brown found my Yeti cup. So, is that an Indian Nation Yeti?
Yeti. No, I think that's the Abominable Snowman. He did not answer.
Someone says Muskogee.
Muskogee. That's
is
right.
Is that right? Is that Muskogee?
Well,
Indian?
All the counties. Probably. I think when I was taking Zachary to Lawton, Oklahoma, where he did his first weather gig. I mean, he had to learn because as a weather guy, you know how much trouble you get. He was learning going back to every county because it's all Native American.
Yeah.
It's all in the city.
Yeah.
And you had to make sure you pronounced them right.
Think about this.
Texas is almost close.
What is the mascot of Blytheville? What is the mascot of
Blytheville? Are they the Indians still?
Hold on. 661-1037. Let's see if a listener out there, because somebody just, let's see if somebody's willing to call.
Chickawa.
What is the, what'd you say?
Chickawa.
It's not too far from that.
You know
what, but I'm still trying to think of what is the, not the mescatel, that's a whiskey, isn't it? But what was
mescatel? That's right, Tommy. What,
now this was a, this, the Native Americans that migrated from, see them in Mexico now.
You are really, I don't know where you are. You're lost on an island. No, you're lost on your island there.
You know what?
Lost on Roger Island.
But guess what? Wilson! I want to know the M name of the Native American tribe.
I can't find you! I'm looking, I can't find
you! Wilson!
Look at the phone lines lit up. They know their football mascots.
Listen, look at that. I'm telling you right
now. Wow, look at that.
Look at that phone bank.
Every one of them are lit up.
And don't you all hang up. We're coming to every one of you.
Go to Jake.
It's not Jake.
It's Zach, but I spelled it wrong.
Zach, what's the answer?
It's the Chickasaw.
Blytheville Chickasaw.
Blytheville Chickasaw. Okay.
Wow. And what do you make hummus out of?
Chickpeas.
Chickpeas. Thank you, Zach. Well, who's this?
I cannot get over how many people knew that.
Everybody hang up?
Who would have known that?
Who is this?
They say it's the arch rival to Jonesboro back in the day. They threw rocks at our buses.
I'm pretty sure Mexicans are named after
mascara, not mascara.
It's Aztec Empire, but it's like
mascara.
Somebody said Basil. It's not Mena Mountain. I know. I was just being short there. First thing I didn't want to say Wilhelmina. I just said Mena Mountain. Wilhelmina. How do you say that, Roger?
Wilhelmina.
So is the town named after the mountain?
Yes.
Okay.
Or is the mountain? Do you have anybody from there named Willa?
And also, for those who missed the opening, can you get the Roger saying that about Chickapow-wow-wow?
Chickapow-wow.
Get that line one, see what that is. 661-1037 is the number. Somebody made a comment, Ron, about the building in New York. You seen about that? Building?
Mesopotamia.
There's a building in downtown New York that's about 32 stories. This is not like a 10-story. This is almost as tall as the tallest building in Little Rock, which is the Simmons Bank Tower at 42 stories. The thing started bending. They thought it was going to collapse, which would have killed thousands of people around them. It used to be the old the drug company, Pfizer. And the building, they said, we got to get out. The building's starting to, bend.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Getting like Beckham. Roger, are you thinking mezcal, Hispanic spicy? No, yes and no. But that's not the name. I'm not going to Google it. I refuse to do that.
Somebody said, no, man. It's called Rich Mountain. There isn't a Wilhelmina Mountain.
No, it's Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina State Park.
We're calling Wilhelmina Mountain.
Do you remember that Wilhelmina?
They say you don't go to Wilhelmina Mountain.
Yeah, there was a story about remember the king and queen came to Wilhelmina. I think the king of England or something like that.
I don't know.
Good morning, caller. What's up?
Hey, this is Joey.
Hey, Joey. What's going on?
Northeast Arkansas has got a lot of mascots that deal with Indians. I mean, you got Osceola Seminoles. You got the Piggott Mohawks.
Oh.
So, I mean, that whole area's got... mascots up there.
And, Roger, we've had a lot of, in this day and age, a lot of people will not stick with that. They want to change them. But those Seminoles, of course, Florida State dug in, and they ended up playing.
Well, they dug in.
They paid the tribe.
Changes it up a little bit, doesn't it?
But it sounds like, there's several in that area. What was it?
Thank you. ASU.
That's right. They did change
things. Is Pocahontas still the Redskins or something?
Is it?
Or somebody?
I don't know. What is Prescott?
Oh, here it is, Roger. The original lodge at Queen Wilhelmina was built in the late 1800s as a Victorian resort named Wilhelmina to honor the young queen of the Netherlands. Two inns followed the original castle in the sky.
So that's why they call the team. Was the town Mina before Wilhelmina, or was the mountain named after the queen? On three. Ready? Break.
Yeah, located atop, you know what? You know who Rich Mountain was named after?
I do.
Charlie Rich. It's Arkansas's second highest peak in the Ouachita Mountains.
It's not the Mesquite Indian.
Tommy Norman's listening. He said, on his way to West Memphis to visit some kids who are in need.
Tommy, didn't you just get back from vacation? You hit the ground running.
He's on the go. So Ethan said Pocahontas is still the Redskins.
I thought they were.
Wow. Prescott is the Curly Wolves.
Well, I don't go.
And Pottsville is the Apaches. Could you do that on the college level?
So I'm thinking Apache. I'm thinking Apache.
Could you do that on the college level, you think, Christian?
Get away with
it. Could you do Redskins at college? No, I don't think you can.
Sam Cowell's named after a condom.
Yeah. Well, they were Trojans probably before the condom.
You think so?
I don't know.
They use sheepskin.
Apaches. Apaches is cool.
Now, Apache, who wasn't Geronimo an Apache?
Was he?
Who was, was he Sioux?
I want to say Sioux.
I think he was an Apache. I think Geronimo was an Apache and Sitting Bull was Sioux. Look it up, Christian, and give me.
You're right. Geronimo was an Apache.
Boom. Because I had a Geronimo action figure.
I remember it. I did, too. And he was red-skinned.
He was red-skinned.
Here's what it says.
He had a great headdress, dude.
I remember.
Rifle. Hatchet. Are we best friends?
We had the same thing.
And my brother Larry had the Custer one.
So he said, yeah.
And we had Custer. A horse. You remember the horses? Kids today, you don't play with enough dolls, boy.
Pocahontas, Redskins, West Side Warriors, Nettleton Raiders. They're all Indians.
Raiders are Indians?
Here's one that says, guys, tomorrow you guys are going to have a blast interviewing James Finch. He is the gentleman whose son, Jake, is driving for Earnhardt Jr. Saturday night over in Atlanta, where we're going to watch both Saturday and Sunday night races. So he said, this guy's an old-school outlaw legend owner. I heard him give an interview on Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s podcast one time where he rationalized buying a woman a boob job because a set of race car tires cost the same as the operation.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, this guy is a...
I thought James Finch was the driver.
No, it's Jake. Jake is his son.
My bad.
Yeah, he had Phoenix Racing, and he is a... The feds went after him on a case, and he's a construction guy, and the feds went after him, and he fought back. Roger probably spent no telling how many millions to fight back and won, beat the feds in a big case down in Florida.
Just seeing your smile over your face when you're talking to him, you know what that reminded me of?
What's that?
Talking to Johnny Allison yesterday.
Oh, Johnny was great.
What a figure. We have met some very financially successful people. And to a man,
yeah.
They are
love the stories, yeah. And he's high energy for a guy who's 80 years old, man.
Just
he's,
fantastic
yeah,
people,
yeah. And he's still hustling, driving that Corvette around red Corvette, and
those shirts
are super colorful.
Those shirts are probably
no telling.
I couldn't finance it.
You hear what he said yesterday? He started with $125 in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Little did I know that this old boy from Jonesboro would have a company." On the New York Stock Exchange, is worth $25 billion. $25 billion, not million.
You know what he said,
billion.
Christian?
Huh? $25 billion.
He said billion.
Billion with a B.
Well, mm-hmm. Welcome. Somebody said, "Welcome again to another edition of the Apocalypse Summer Doldrums on Morning Madness." You know, my friend.
No.
We're thriving right now.
Yeah.
Excuse us. What
doldrums? Doldrums. This is not. We are passionate about the things we talk
where
about.
Where are
we're
we?
We're not bored at all.
No. Let me tell you something about this show.
I'm glad we don't have to talk every minute about a Razorback
or
a sport.
Don't want to.
We can
don't
talk about other to. Things. We're going to be talking about the Razorback so much during the fall. It's okay.
This our show is. A matchup problem.
That's a matchup problem.
Our show is a matchup problem. Yes. You can't do it. Now, here's the thing. No disrespect to anybody else, but Akery, maybe Phil, Akery has fun in him. I've seen it.
Yes.
I've seen it.
Yes.
But he can't do that.
I want to see Akery.
It's a different kind of fun.
Akery doesn't make long posts on Facebook or whatever, and I saw one today that was like 8,000 words long, and it's about standing up. People who try to get out of the flame fast.
I thought he did that before. Is this new?
This is new. Oh. So apparently Southwest Airlines has come out and made a comment about it, I think, yesterday, saying, I guess reinforcing that, no, you don't need to try to hurry up to get off the plane. It's not going to do any good. You're not going to get ahead of the people you're trying to get ahead of. They're trying to get to their plane, too.
I didn't do that when we went to Mexico. What'd you call it?
Mexico.
When we went to Mexico, I didn't do it because all of our luggage generally was in three different spots in the overhead. So just wait because I'd have to go back and do it.
Yeah.
So you know what? And it was just fine to wait. But you do see people who are in a hurry to get off the, and you're not moving any faster than if someone wants to open up that door.
That's right. Ethan says Geronimo was an Apache and Johnny Cash was a boy named Sue.
Hey.
Oh, there you go. I see where Steve has sent us the pictures of the Alum and Abner store. I don't know if that's still open or not. Yeah, for some reason, I was thinking they closed. But, yeah, that is, you're talking about, Christian, a moment in time that's gone.
It's the Jot 'em Down store, right?
By the way, too, just not that this is the most important thing, but, you know, I've been trying to make posts on mostly on Facebook, Christian, about all these places we go. And when we went to Jones and Son last week, I made a post and we took pictures of the Jones family and all of us. That post has had, you know, impressions or people clicked on or whatever, all the things. Over 225,000 times. 225,000. And what it's a reminder of when we do those kind of deals where we go to MENA or to Ohio Club, everybody has a connection. Everybody has, I've been there, I want to go there. I've heard about this. I've, you know, been there. But it's amazing, you know, that, especially these that have been open 100 years.
But, you know, the other part of that, when you do those posts, the other number that I noticed was that, for sake of argument, 500 of them are not...
They're not the ones that are my followers. Yeah, like 10% are my followers. 90% are people who don't... that are people that don't listen to our show. And so that's one of the reasons we do it. We like to expose our show to other people. That's right.
Reasons Kevin Bacon.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
so
right.
When you have that and you expose that, then maybe somebody's listening. Because here's the thing. I don't listen to the sports shows because that's all it is sports, if it's some of those things. I don't know. With Wes and Joe, I don't know what they do. Now, I'll listen to them when I can. But I know it's all sports. In a morning show, we're like a full-service gas station. There's not that many of them around anymore. I don't know what Broadway Joe does.
Yeah.
I know what the other guy does. I know what Trey Day does. He goes and sees the same doctor I do. I don't know about Allison Pullboy. I like Pullboy whenever I've met him. I don't know. But they have fun, don't they?
Yeah, we've talked about this, Roger. One of the
Rick
reasons,
is obviously a hard case.
One of the reasons we have to be a little bit different. When Tommy came over here, Tommy brought thousands of listeners from Magic. And not all of them love sports. And so there's a big portion of our audience that likes listening to sports but can't listen to it 4 hours full. So we try to balance and bounce around enough to try to give a little bit to everybody. It's not perfect for sports. It's not perfect for non-sports. We just try to give like a buffet. We're a radio morning buffet, and so we just try to. Hey, we want all the sides to be outstanding. We want the main courses we have
astounding.
That's why did we get the clip, by the way, of
I will get it in the break.
What?
I didn't have the full recording. I have to grab it off the thing.
Wow, there are
Tacoma,
people.
Washington.
I love that. Listen, JR.
That's what we're gonna get.
JR's a hoot.
Can we get just where he does that? The city's all on one clip as well.
Back to back.
This morning, but you know, maybe for
tomorrow. That's the exact thing I thought about. Yeah.
No, after you said it. Yeah.
He delivers to JR's a hoot. All right, that's Tim McGraw talking about what's the name of this?
Indian Outlaw.
Not Native American. It's Indian Outlaw by Tim McGraw. It made him a fortune. This was his first big hit, right?
Mount
Monster hit, I think it was.
I know I played it on Magic.
Yeah, this is. Oh, did you make up a fun song with this?
No, it's fun as it is. Yeah. So I mean, we played this. I don't know who I was. I don't know if it was Nathan or not, but I mean, Danny Joe Crawford. I think we were when we were doing this show. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, do not go away. It is 9:30 here, Morning Mayhem.
Looking for trouble. We can ride my pony double, make your little heart bubble long.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday at Wimbledon in men's tennis, 7th-seeded Novak Djokovic beat 3rd-seeded Felix Auger Aliassim in 5 sets. The match lasted 5 hours and 15 minutes, the longest quarterfinal match in Wimbledon history. It now sets up yet another meeting of Djokovic and world number one Jannik Sinner in the semifinal. Sinner is 6-5 all-time against Djokovic and had won 5 straight against him prior to losing at the Australia Open earlier this year. That match will be on Friday. And on the women's side, Coco Gauff powered her way to her first Wimbledon semifinal by beating fellow American Jessica Pegula 2-1. She'll face Carolina Mahova tomorrow. And in Major League Baseball, the Pirates' Ryan O'Hearn made team history yesterday as he drove in 10 runs, hitting 3 home runs in the process, a grand slam and 2 3-run home runs. The record he broke was 9 RBIs set by Johnny Rizzo in 1939 against St. Louis. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A little warmer this morning and still kind of hot this afternoon. A high of 92 degrees. Will become partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, though, mostly clear down to 74. Our Thursday will be mostly sunny and hotter with a high of 96, but also a few isolated thunderstorms are possible. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
Have questions about retirement, investments, or your money? Call our financial hotline. Dial 501-381-5228 and leave a voicemail with your specific financial question, and our experts will answer it on the Get Ready for the Future show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Get your financial questions answered by the pros. 501-381-5228. Call now. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Genwell Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
Burroughs and Mr. Franks is a long-standing iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Franks Optical.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, yeah. Is this you or is this Travis Tritt?
He didn't put me in. Yeah.
I like your version the best.
Well, I play an old guitar from a 9 till 1:30. I'm just trying to make a living watching everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door.
L-T-R-O-U-B-L-E. I like your version, Roger.
I'm trying to find it. Just take a look. Here we go.
This is one of your all-time. This is one of the number one hits. Justin may have 14 number ones.
You know what?
But this is one of your number one. Number one in the cover polls. Cover ratings.
Yeah. You know, Elvis did a version that just wasn't any good.
I heard it, yeah. It was okay. It was good. I mean, it was not bad.
Well, this guy nailed it, you know. I'll find my
original. Wait a minute. It was Elvis's original, wasn't it?
Yeah. I believe Elvis. Yeah, before Travis.
Yeah, you're welcome. Like you're welcome, Travis. Yeah. You're welcome.
He had to change it, just like...
I liked Elvis's version. I heard Elvis's version before I heard Travis Tritt's. Yeah, thank you.
It's just different, because it's Elvis. But listen, Kentucky Rain, nobody wants to hear Eddie Rabbit sing it. No disrespect. Elvis took it and made it his own. And Eddie's going,
speaking of making it his own, do we have the clip?
Do we?
We got it.
Let's hear it. If you missed it earlier this morning, we were freestyling, what we call freestyling. We had a hard matchup problem for when this show starts freestyling.
Yes.
This is Christian Rogers singing a classic from Shenandoah.
And an old bottle of wine. If I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night. If I had 2 dozen roses, would it change your mind?
Bring it home, bring it home.
Well, that was it.
That's a good job. Very outstanding. Well, you know what? Christian sounded a little country on that.
Well, he did.
You can put a little twang on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought.
You had to. Listen, and I usually...
singing a little country song, you got to put a little
when
twang
I get out,
on it.
When you hear Christian do, Irma, Little Rock, Arkansas, put your hands together. And on your feet for the Ukulele Kid, Roger Scott.
That dirt road kid with the ukulele.
From the housing project of Hot Springs, Arkansas, put it together for the Hobson Street Hobo Ukulele Kid, Roger Scott.
Somebody said here, hey, Baz, did you see the USA coach come out on the field after the game and said, are you not entertained? No, when was that? I didn't see that.
I saw James Ballantyne do that.
Someone said the U.S. Army Native American names for their helicopters, Apache, Black Hawk, Kiowa, and Chinook.
Yeah, Chinook.
Chinook, I'm sorry.
Did you say...
I love what?
Pigskin sent us something?
Yeah, Pigskin said, first Andrew Jackson forces the Indian tribes to leave their homes. U.S. generals like Sheridan and Custer massacre them in so-called battles. The next Oklahoma land run gives away their land to Sooners and Boomers. Then the Osage are swindled and murdered out of their oil rights from white criminals. Native son Jim Thorpe has his Olympic medals taken away. And now the final indignity is the butchering of their names on Morning Mayhem. Haven't these people suffered enough?
So good, Piggy.
Oh, my gosh. That is
no doubt.
That is outstanding.
No doubt. Now, how come we didn't have a Joseph Nichols on today?
Joe, I think something happened where he could not jump on with us.
So we will have him tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have him tomorrow.
I just want to just throw him back out there.
Somebody says, so we had a senior teammate one time rub atomic bomb ointment on a softball football player's. What in the
world? Oh,
what
God.
Are we doing
here? First of all.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, crazy.
Who do you think you are? I am.
661-1037. We mentioned early in the show,
God.
Roger.
Yeah.
Today, one of the most notable birthdays is Kevin Bacon, who's 68, hard to believe. Toby Keith would have been 65 on this day. I think that's right, 65. Jack Lambert, retired. We'll talk with Cliff Harris about Jack Lambert next week. Retired at 33. Retired on this day.
On his
back
birthday.
When he was 33 years old. Yeah, young dude. Wolfgang Puck.
Wolfgang!
Oh, Austrian.
Wolfgang Puck, his birthday today. Kim Darby. Christian, we'll go to Kim Darby. How do we know Kim Darby?
Kim Darby, off the top of my head, it's not ringing a bell.
Roger, would you like to help him out?
I sure would. She had a lawyer by the name of Lawyer Daggett.
Yeah, she was the original, if you saw the True Grit, she was the one.
The original, Mattie Ross.
Mattie Ross. She was she was in Rich Man, Poor Man, and the Grissom Gang.
She was. She was in Rich Man, Poor Man. I think she loved Peter Strauss, but Peter loved somebody else. But
The other thing, Marty Feldman, who we've been talking about, the Abby Normal. In Young Frankenstein. Right. That's going to be a good movie to go back and watch. By the way, we're watching Smokey and the Bandit for our Hawks Home movie review.
Do you think you'll see the George Washington movie?
Yeah, I think at some point. I think it's going to Rick was really
good. Do not believe I will.
Oh, Rick did?
Rick Schaefer said it was really, really good.
Right.
Arledge, his birthday's today. Rune he died Arledge. Back in 2002. Wow. He's the guy who put together Monday Night Football, right? He was the guy.
He was one of the guys.
Also, it's Billy Crudup's birthday, and I think of one movie for him, only one. I think of the one with Tom Cruise. It was one of his Mission Impossible movies. I don't know.
You know what? But
how do you know him?
But I don't know him. I know the name Crudup because I kept trying to look, and I meant to text it to you last night when we were trying to think of who it was that did That's All Right, Mama. It wasn't a chick we kept thinking of. It was a dude.
Yeah.
It was Crudup.
It was
a Crudup guy.
He was in a movie with Kevin Bacon.
He was?
Sleepers.
Billy Craig. Oh, I saw Sleepers.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Bacon was not a good guy in that movie.
So, no, he was a bad guy, right?
He was terrible.
So,
yeah.
Christian, I'm surprised, maybe because you've just been waiting for me to bring it up, that you did not mention what of significance happened on this day in NBA history.
Well, I don't look up this day in history, so.
Well, I just thought you don't have to because you're a walking. You don't have to look anything up because it's imprinted in your brain.
Christian Peterson. Okay,
on the 8th of July.
I'm going to give you a year, and you should be able to get it. Watch this, Roger.
Yeah, all right.
July 8th, 2010.
Is it the decision?
See, you know, I don't have to look up. I don't look up this day in history. I don't have to because you already know it. That's why I ask you. You thought maybe I'd set you up, and I served it up for you to knock it out of the park.
Right.
Although you remember at the time,
I'd rather you just say thank you and go on your way.
He was heavily criticized for that.
Yeah, I don't think it was actually his fault. I think it was
his advisors.
Yeah.
And who was the guy who interviewed him?
Was it
the biter? No, it wasn't the biter. It was the
Marv Albert?
It wasn't Marv Albert. It was the young guy. No, people didn't like his dad. His dad was famous, too. Oh, you don't remember Roger? His dad was a sports reporter.
No, I don't think it was Shapp.
It was Shapp,
wasn't
it? Shapp. The young Shapp?
Mm-mm.
You sure?
It wasn't
Dick Shapp.
It wasn't Shappy Shapp?
Are you sure?
It was Jim Gray.
Jim Gray. That's what, yeah, people don't like Jim Gray. That's it. Someone says that people in Cleveland set fire to replicas of his 23 jersey, other than rocks at the 10-story billboard of James. Wow. And he goes to Miami, and what do you say? Not one, not two, not three, not four.
He ended up being two.
He got two, and then he goes back to Cleveland.
And they win one.
And they win one. All and right. Then he goes to L.A., and then he's leaving L.A.
They win one.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, so that's, well, Roger, what day was Lean On Me number one on this day?
Ooh.
Benny Keith Lean On Me?
Lean on
Bill Withers, Lean On
we
Me.
Are not
oh, I'm thinking Stand
What a
by
great
me.
Song. And if I may, a wonderful movie that I send a clip to Chuck every time I get it between Morgan Freeman and Robert Guillaume.
Yeah,
is that the You Smoke Crack, Don't You?
No, that's the movie. That... Yeah. He talks to Sam. You smoke crack, don't you, Sam?
Smoke crack, don't you?
Yeah, but with Robert Guillaume.
What is the year?
1968.
1973.
Suckle
it, yeah, great song. Great song. Yeah. It's been covered many times.
Well.
What year do you guys think the Wall Street Journal was published for the first time?
Was it an 1800 paper?
Yes.
Okay, 1818. Ooh. You know, I'm going to go 18, not Civil War.
I didn't realize it was this old.
I'm going to go post-Civil War.
I'm going to go post-Civil War, and I'm going to go, I'll let you go above or below me. I'm going to go 1880.
Well, I was going to go above the knee and probably go 84.
1889.
Okay.
So pretty close. Okay. Good job, boys.
All right.
Also, too, and I may save this for tomorrow, the most popular baby names 50 years ago, 1976. You have any idea? Top five boys' names were Michael, Jason.
1976.
Six, yeah. Christopher, James, and Havid.
Is that right? So say them again.
Michael, Jason, Christopher, James, and David.
Michael is a brother. David is a friend and middle name of, and David Hendricks, David, 76.
The top five girls, yeah. Jennifer, Amy, Melissa, Heather, and Angela.
Angela.
Yeah, in 2025, the top five names, Liam,
okay.
Noah, mm-hmm. Oliver, Theodore, and Henry.
It's wow. Like we're going back in time.
Top five girls' names, 2025, Olivia, Charlotte, Emma, Amelia, Sophia.
Oh, Sophia.
Sophia. Yeah. So how about that? Is that 1976? My name was still hanging around.
Well, David's.
I think David's a popular name.
It's
pretty popular
name. Yeah, it's sort of.
It's no foot juice.
Well, it stood the test of time.
It's a day.
Yeah.
It's a biblical.
But nobody calls their kids David anymore, do they?
Sure they do.
Let's squeeze in Mike there, see
absolutely
what Mike's got for us before we go to break.
Absolutely.
By the way, Ernest Borgnine died on this day, Roger, 95, 2012.
We were talking about Ernest Borgnine last week.
What do you think?
Marty and...
When I think of Ernest Borgnine, I think of just a small role he had in Dirty Dozen.
Okay. Yep. And I think of Poseidon Adventure.
Oh yeah,
he was the husband of the big woman, right?
Shelley Winters.
Right?
No, missing that? Was he Shelley Winters?
Yeah, that's it. Am I missing that? Or I got that wrong?
I want to say he may have had a younger chick.
Won the Oscar for Marty, didn't he?
Yeah, for Marty.
Mike,
who
what you
else
got?
Was in Marty? Sergeant Carter.
I've got a statement to make about the Arkansas ticketing situation.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to have been no telling how many dozens of emails at this point telling me that Razorback tickets are still available. I mean, they must be just really, really trying to sell them. And I mean, I think they need to bring back the Little Rock "I Got Mine" slogan for the Razorback tickets, because man, they're having a tough time selling them this year.
You know, I don't know, Mike. I guess the thought would be if you're not sold out, you keep doing it.
Did that come off as a Razorback fan, or
I got mine? I don't remember that campaign. Good morning, caller. What's your name?
Colin.
What's your name? Say it again. What?
Colin.
Colin.
Colin. Go ahead.
Sean.
Sean. I hear you now. We hear you now. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, you actually did.
Mikhail's Navy, by the way. Yeah. Mikhail's Navy.
Well, Mikhail's Navy, but he was.
That's why I know.
That was a TV show. Yeah. Did you have the phone under your arm when you first?
Whoa!
That's all he wanted. Wow! He just wanted to give us his name.
His name.
Very good.
Took him a while to get. Yeah, Mikhail's Navy is where I remember him the most from.
I guess so.
You're right. He was in the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if I was wrong. Oh, Poseidon Adventure. He was in that.
No, you're right.
Was it the Dirty Dozen or Wild Bunch?
Dirty Dozen, right? And the Wild Bunch.
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, how about that?
Yeah,
what a legend.
Oh. I think he lived to be in a ripe old age.
He was in, because we were talking about From Here to Eternity and stuff too, weren't we, last week?
He was in that too. Yeah, yeah. He killed Maggio.
Killed
Frank
Spoilers.
Sinatra. Yeah.
All right, well, come back.
You know what? That is a 1940-50-ish movie. We'll review that next week.
It's a good one. Burt Lancaster.
All right. Don't go away. We'll come back and wrap things up.
He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs presents the Spa City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament. Over 150 different age groups and skill levels will compete this July 30th through August 2nd inside the Hot Springs Convention Center. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and view all the details on the Spa City Classic, sponsored by Washtaw Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites. Entry deadline July 15th. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and enter today.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore. But FanDuel's Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, You're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level, and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Boy, D-Mac. What's up, D-Mac?
My man, D-Mac. Oh, this is Roger.
James Ballantyne, written song.
Francis Smith, George Cole, Fred Thompson, Glenn Rose, Jack Robin, Jim Benson, spitting All-American, John Bonhill, Clyde Scott, and Stadium, and Little Rock, Coach Wyatt, Little Pittsburgh.
Look at this talent, Phil. Probably my best.
I've been looking at this talent for years, Dave.
I know. Remarkable.
Wayne Harris, Billy Moore, glory years are in store. Bobby Crockett, Fred Marshall, national champs of 64. John Brittenham couldn't be beat. 22-game winning streak. Stingy defense, Lloyd Phillips, Outland Trophy.
All right, what's the title to this song?
Did it start the fire? Did it start the,
Maybe, I don't know.
Chuck Dykes, Glenn Ray Hines, Big Shootout 69, President Nixon, ABC, the nation's watching. James Street, Wishbone, two-point conversion, long run, interception, end zone, sad day for everyone. Cliff Powell, Jake Bumpus, Bill Montgomery, Ole Miss, Archie Manning, Sugar Bowl, and other long heads on low. Joe Ferguson, Bruce James, Revenge on Texas in the race. Dickie Morton, I forget, falling to mediocrity.
Great. Roger, you're just as good of a lyricist as Billy Joel.
Oh, my gosh, you Philly.
Yes.
Welcome,
Phil Elson joins us. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you guys today.
Yes, we are in the middle of really a slow time in sports. You know, we did see where the darn Yankees struck out 17 times in a game twice.
Two games in a row.
That's the craziest stat I've ever heard in my life.
Look, even in today's day and age of baseball where the strikeout is just viewed as another out, it's like, come on now, give me a break. You get 27 outs a game, 17 of them shouldn't be strikeouts.
Cray. What's going on the show today?
Oh, we got Anthony Christensen's going to come by from Whole Hog Sports. He writes about Arkansas soccer. We're going to get into a World Cup conversation with him because today is our first. It's like, you remember, there's a point of the football season where you have, I think once you get into the middle of October and Maction starts, there's like a college football game or an NFL game every day for something like 65 straight days.
Right.
And then there's no game all of a sudden. Yes. That's what today feels like for those of us who have been so
engrossed in World Cup. So we'll talk with him about what that's like and all the other stuff that we usually talk about, digging up a little Red White Report and just having some fun.
When did Justin, I saw his post today, his rant about these, did you see that, about him, people standing up to try to get off the plane?
Oh, this is a big personal thing.
Well, I know, I know. He's talked about it before. And something must have, I guess Southwest Airlines came out yesterday and made a statement about it. Apparently it blew up all over the social media. I don't know what they said, but I'm telling you, Acri doesn't make a long post. And that sucker was about 1,000 words.
Next thing we need is for Edwards Food Giant to put out a statement about returning your grocery cart.
Yes,
and he'll feel completely, it's just people backing up your own opinion. It feels good. But I also think there's a lot of people that share that opinion, too. Otherwise, Southwest Airlines wouldn't be making that statement.
You know what? It's an anxious thing for me. I know until as long as the airline knows that you and I are on a plane and we have a long way to go and a short window to get to our next flight, our connecting flight, that always scares me. And I always wonder, will they be able to do that? But as long as the airline knows, hey, plane with Roger and Phil on it, your connecting flight leaves in 20 minutes, we're going to be 20 minutes on the tarmac. We're going to make sure we hold the other plane for you. If they would just, do something like that, maybe that's why people get up and move.
Or maybe it's just time to start. You know how they take volunteers when you get on the flight if the flight is overbooked? Maybe it's time to start taking volunteers to get off the flight last. Okay. Or an extra $200 voucher. How about this?
Are you kidding me?
I should have worked in the airline industry.
I've been seeing videos of people that are fighting. That are fighting. I mean, the lady's trying to get up there, and lady, we're not letting you. I mean, people get into fisticuffs.
Why the airline's got to put out a statement, because at the top of the list, I mean, the last thing any airline wants is something that's viewed as danger, whether it's in the air or on the ground.
Yeah, it is. People in airports now are losing their minds. People are drinking and drugs, and I mean, you don't want to be an airline. What is that, stewardess?
That's no, I never know what it is. What is it?
Flight attendant for a long time.
This country was a lot better when we could say flight attendant.
I didn't know.
Stewardess.
As opposed to saying, hey, you're a lady pilot. You don't want to,
Or you're one of the male stewardesses, aren't you?
All right, Phil. Thank you so much, buddy.
Good to see you.
Raj, yeah, Christian, buddy. Great job as always. Right. Tomorrow we'll be back in studio. We go to Mena tomorrow. Get ready for we're going to visit with James Finch, the former NASCAR owner, who is going to be a hoot. 20 minutes is not enough with him. He's not going to be like Johnny Allison.
Johnny Ola. Yeah. Our next NASCAR correspondent will be up here.
Yeah, I think Steve. I've invited Steve to come over and be a part of it. And then we hit the road this weekend.
Listen, we got to find out what our attire is. I'm serious.
We're going to ask.
While you and Steve are there, I'll be making sandwiches.
And then we go to Mena tomorrow for lunch.
Looking forward
Skyline
to that.
Cafe.
Pickleball tonight.
Look at you. Date night.
Well, date night will be next Tuesday if my wife wants to take. No, it won't be next Tuesday because you'll be my date.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We appreciate it. Don't go away. Zone's up next.
Getting a speeding ticket can ruin your day. But what about that cyclist or the pedestrian crossing the street? If you hit them while speeding, you'll do more than just ruin their days. That's why tickets are more than just...